Blog Talk Radio.
My cue, those drums there. They can't see you nodding over the. Hey, we're back after St. Patty's Day, which ended up being a debacle because it snowed and nobody wanted to drink.
Wait, that's the best reason to drink this winter is snow.
Well, I had to
get
home. Yeah. I am the host. They call me the above average comedian, Dan the Man Kalachiko. That's what they call me. I don't call myself that.
No, you do not.
But it's better than some of the other things I've been called.
True.
I'll take above average any day over censor, 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 censor. With me as always. Oh, wait. You can follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83. Now with me as always is the angry spatula, my fiancé, Kelly Levy. Follow her on Twitter at Sked Central, S-K-E-D Central.
Yes.
At SkedCentral.com.
Yes.
.com. Well,
I paid the big bucks for .com.
For the .com.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you had to put shill out for that one.
Oh, millions.
Millions, yeah. Somebody said, you know, someone wants to pocket schedule collect. I'm going to buy this.
Years of negotiation.
And the final number was $10.
$10? What do you think I'm made of money?
Yeah.
Oh.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to do. Do we lead off with different? Do we go off with the sad news? Or do we end with the sad news? Maybe we should begin with the sad.
Or begin
the
with
downer
the
downer stuff.
Yeah.
And then move on.
Yeah.
Before, and the only reason why I'm mentioning the two stories, because the one is recent, the other two, I mean, they're still stories, but they happened last week. It's because we started to cover it on the show, took a week off, and I'd like to close it. Terry Trafford. We're going to get to the NHL stuff. Don't worry about it, folks. But like I said, I mentioned it, so I'm going to finish it. Terry Trafford of the Saginaw Spirit.
Spirit,
excuse me. Was... went missing March 3rd, I believe. And
right.
I mean,
had been dismissed from the team for disciplinary reasons.
And mind you, this was not permanent. This was a temporary dismissal. It was a suspension.
Yeah, he was suspended by the
he was coming back
by the staff for his behavior on a road trip or something like that, and
so the news says. I'm only reporting what I've been reported to. He went missing March 3rd, like I said, 20 years old, from Toronto. About 2 weeks later. Not even. It was a while.
It
week and a half?
Seemed to take a while. It was more than a week, yeah.
It was March 12th and 13th. I might even be... I might even be off a day. They found him. They found his truck. He was in his truck. I say the word apparent because that is the way it is worded, suicide of asphyxiation. So I don't know. There's no other tidbits on anything else that was going on. And
well, they said, of course, from the Spirit, they said that there were no signs of... any depression in his case and that kind of thing. His girlfriend did mention that there was a phone call, I guess, after he had been suspended.
Yeah.
That seemed pretty dire, that he felt that he had royally messed up, that there was nothing left for him, and that was the last she heard from him. And then, of course, they found the truck, which is just, it's such a shame.
I can sympathize. I mean, when you're that young, 20 years old, you have so much pressure put on you by everybody around you to do well and to make it, that when something like that happens,
yeah, it's
I
think it is. When you're young, those kind of things feel like there's no coming back from them. When you mess up, you know, and that's a pretty big mess up, especially for a kid who, at that point, like you said, he's probably spent most of his life playing hockey at a very high level. And to have it taken away, that can be a pretty crushing blow, and it doesn't have to be doesn't have to be the capper on, you know, a series of events that might have started a depression for him. That would be more than enough for most kids, I would imagine.
No, just, again, I sympathize. I've had friends that have done that that way. You know, you have a personal, not yourself, but you had it close to home. I'm not going to mention specifics. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
There's just always another.
It's.
But we're on the good side of it, you know. And I've been down, and I thought, you know, I didn't think I'm going to start cutting, but I was like, if I just kill myself, it'll fix it. But I was never like rocking back and forth, going, I'm definitely going to jump off the building. I need somebody to help me.
Yeah, and that's the sad part, especially for a young kid, who, you know, it just was enough to convince him at that point that there wasn't anything else for him, which just sucks, because, I mean, his family was worried sick about him as soon as it was apparent that no one knew exactly where he was, and the team and the OHL, there was a great outpouring of support.
Yeah.
No one was trying to condemn this kid that he was a horrible kid or anything. He just made him effed up. Yeah.
And he said, he's 20.
He's 20 and they had a great road trip or something like that.
Yeah.
It happens.
It parties.
It's such a shame.
Especially the way they were taught, he was really good and had a hell of a future. I mean,
everybody talked about what a nice kid he was. That's the bigger tragedy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, again, like I said, I don't understand the driving yourself so far where you got to just say, well, forget it. But, you know, I sympathize. My heart sincerely goes out to his family, to his hockey family, the Saginaw Spirit, and to Steagle Colbeagle. Throw a little smile in there for me.
Yeah.
I hope
Steagle is still there.
I was going to ask, did they use that? Summarize that real quick, why I just mentioned Steagle Colbeagle.
Steagle Colbeagle was introduced as a second mascot for the Saginaw Spirit when Stephen Colbert became aware that junior hockey had existed, and he picked a fight with the Oshawa Generals, who at the time were playing Saginaw in the playoffs, and he teamed up with Saginaw Spirit because they were American, and they had a great number of bits, and it resulted in them creating a second mascot of Steagle Colbeagle.
Which was basically their mascot is an eagle.
Right.
So Steagle Colbeagle was a little eagle with little Colbert glasses.
With glasses. There you go. Done.
We have a Steagle Colbeagle.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
But I just wanted to, you know, kind of bring that around, because then we have this, which is not, these next two stories are sad, but they're kind of taking that turn. Well,
the second one is scary, but we think we're through the dark part now.
Tim Bozon, who plays for the... Oh, Tim Bozon, sorry, folks. Technical difficulty. Plays for the Kootenay... Help me.
Kootenay.
Kootenay Ice...
Western.
On March 1st, the Western Hockey League, yes, WHL, meningitis.
Yep.
Holy moly, is that scary. Was it medically induced coma?
Yes, at one point they did. They put him in medically induced coma.
It got that bad. He's awake.
Yeah, he's
upgraded,
awake,
stable.
Responding to to being
Mom and
spoken
Dad
to. And,
yeah. Which is, that could have been that left turn to death. I mean, for real.
Yeah, meningitis is terrifying, and it just comes out of nowhere, and, I mean...
How do you get that? What is that? I know you're no doctor. You're no doctor, and if there's any doctors listening, please correct us. But.
It's ugly. It's a viral infection,
right.
And it just spreads. It goes after the brain, which is why it can be so deadly and so quick.
Wonderful.
And yeah, it just comes, and it doesn't matter. I mean, this kid in the prime of his life, a top flight athlete, and just wiped him out.
How old is he?
Very quickly.
Same, like, is he 18, 19?
I'm not sure. Yeah, he's probably 18 or 19. He might be 20.
Now, here's the very important question that I know I'll get attacked from the Canadians if I don't do this right. Is it Boson? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
I do not know.
I hope so.
I really should have listened to some of the videos to get the Canadian pronunciation.
The future of the NHL, he's a Canadian's prospect, so he's just a couple of years, if not, well, barring any serious lasting effects from this.
Oh, he should, if he recovers,
there should be
no reason whatsoever.
Within
that
a year or two, he'll be on the Canadiens. Well, he's their prospect.
He'll have a shot.
Yeah. Well, God only knows what
once he's finished in juniors, he'll probably go to Hamilton.
Yeah. So, moving on from that, we have another story that starts off sad, takes that right turn to being good. And again, this is, now we mentioned Boson in passing. I'm mentioning this one because we were talking about it live.
As
it,
happened,
happening.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, Rich Peverle drops, literally drops dead.
Yeah.
Well, his heart stopped beating.
Heart stopped. That counts.
That counts.
Dead.
They drew an IV, defibrillated, one shot, came back. Was, you know, he was fine, everything's good. Had his heart surgery to correct the action. Doing fine.
Good news.
Good news for the Dallas Star and for Peverle.
Yeah.
But what I'm worried about, and of course, sport compared to health comes last, but we all know how much he loved the players. Like I said, the first thing he asked was how much time was left when he woke up. He might not be done any treatments and or, what's the word? I'm not looking for procedures.
Oh,
so
yeah.
There might be more in the future.
Yeah, he had the surgery, and then they'll kind of take it from there and figure out what needs to happen so that he can be as healthy as possible.
So we will see.
And he's been shut down for the season, right?
Oh, he's done.
Yeah.
He's not coming back after heart surgery.
Well, no,
I do know somebody who did have heart surgery that went back to their sport within a month.
But it can vary widely, but because his was I believe was a regular heartbeat was the initial, the Stars knew about that. They had found it in his physical or something like that. So, but what happened was related to the irregular heartbeat. Right. So
hopefully all can be good there. And he'll at least be able to be involved at some sort of capacity, hopefully in a playing capacity, doing something he grew up to do. Lions are getting beaten up tonight, huh? If we're watching the Flyers-Kings game, you can see what I mean, but the linesman just took a shot right in the mouth, and he's bleeding. He's not stopping.
Got stitched up just like a player. It's back on
but
the ice.
Get him back up. He's bleeding all over right now.
He might not have got stitched up that way. He might have just got a really big Band-Aid and it's not working.
Oh, man. I did want to mention this in passing because this is something we're going to cover until I feel there's some sort of balance. And we've mentioned we're not beating the dead horse here. This is going to be a quick mention. Fines and suspensions, dirty play, blah, 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 blah. James Neal, I forget who he hit.
Does it matter at this point?
Well, when it comes to James Neal, no, because this is like the eighth time I've mentioned him on this show alone. Hashtag Ask Neal. For those who are on Twitter, follow us at Obeypug Show. And hashtag Ask Neal for some funny, funny stuff tonight. It's funny stuff. He cross-checked, I forgot what team he played now. He cross-checked a dude in the face with a stick, okay? No suspension, nothing like that, $5,000 fine, which is like a game for him.
It's probably not even a game for him. Yeah, so there you go.
The point I am bringing up.
So a stick to the head.
That's okay.
No game.
No problem.
And not one of the incidental ones. I mean, it's a sport. The guys are moving fast.
It's on our Twitter if you want to look at it.
You're responsible for your stick, but I think all the guys recognize that sometimes you get hit, the stick does things that you wouldn't think it would do, and you know, you can catch someone up high. But this was a deliberate stick check to the face. at best, it was going to be a shoulder check. At absolute best.
Well, that's it. He's afraid to take a check because
he got the guy right in the face.
Oh.
It only cost him a couple of bucks, so there you go.
These are pretty funny. Predictability. Best part of the Ask Neil campaign, Pens fans getting offended and asking James Neil if he ever seen the Flyers win a Stanley Cup. James, do you get the bigger thrill out of kneeing someone in the head or cross-checking them? Sorry, kneeing someone in the head or cross-checking them to the head? Ask Neil. That was from at Flyers Nation. Let me read one from a non-Flyers fan. Oh, they're all Flyers fans.
No.
This is from, he follows us, Edicius, E-D-I-C-I-U-S. Kevin W., I'll just say that. Did Crosby teach you the finer points of diving, or is that all natural talent on your part? Ask Neil. And to hockey fans, that's hilarious.
No, there you go.
Why else would you be listening? Other than that, I'm just awesome. That was a joke. Sarcasm.
The above-average comedian. That's what people come for.
Oh.
That kind of witty.
They don't come for our witty commentary.
Witty repartee.
Honorable mention. I just wanted to mention this, not real quick. I want your take on this, an honest take, because even though I ride the guy hard for being a dirty punk ass, I want to know how you feel about this, and I will tell you how I feel. We stop the season right now. This very second is Crosby MVP.
Ah, he's in the mix.
He's not a vote in right away for you.
He's not an automatic to me. I don't think he's an automatic to a lot of people, and I don't deny that he's having a fantastic season. But I'm one of the people who believes the MVP award is about the player most valuable to their team, that automatically correlates to number of points scored or it doesn't necessarily go to stats, although I am a big believer that oftentimes the MVP should probably be a goalie.
Yeah.
Because for most teams, there's usually a goalie that makes all the difference each season. But, you know, offense sells tickets, I suppose, and that tends to be the way it goes.
Or who the NHL push you down your throat.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the MVP is more of a media-based award. So the Pearson is voted by the players. I think amongst the players, that probably is held in a higher regard that you're voted by your peers.
Sorry. Who do you think? Name two other players or three from the games we've watched. And thank you, Game Center, for the condensed versions. They're fantastic. Don't ever stop doing that, NHL. You don't do a lot right, but that's right.
Thank you, editor.
Thank you, editor, because it's good. Who, right now, of all the games we've seen, or that you know of, three other players other than Crosby? You don't have to mention anybody just because I'm sitting next to you.
Gosh. They'd be goalies probably.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say Lundqvist from the Rangers. That's a completely different team.
Just like him because he's purdy.
He is purdy.
I have to hear it every time.
I don't deny that. He's very purdy, but that's a different team without him between the pipes. And he's he had a rough start. He was a little rocky there, but they've kind of all of a sudden gotten it together, and they're playing Vigneault's system, and they seem to be figuring it out. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'll tell you my three.
All right.
I said three other than Crosby, but yeah, Crosby, whatever. So I got three more. One of them's a goalie. Price.
Okay, yeah, he'll probably be in the mix.
Claude Giroux, the homer.
Yeah.
And Ovi.
Yeah, Ovi's in that mix. I mean, the goals.
Would you throw him in the same category as Crosby?
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't this season. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
But he doesn't play both ends of the ice.
No, he doesn't.
And I actually believe that they are a better team without him on the ice. And I've seen that a couple of times. He hasn't been injured very much in his career, but...
Thank God.
But no, the point's been made, too. There are awards for the guy who scores the most goals and the guy who gets the most points. And that, in my book, that doesn't necessarily mean that someone's a shoe-in for MVP. But no, I don't think Ovi's in the MVP discussion this year.
Okay.
I do agree with you on Giroux, and that's...
You said Giroux, and the whole place fell apart.
Yep, it's all over.
Sorry, folks.
I think he'd be a shoe-in if he had played at all the first month of the season. If he had done anything the first month of the season, I don't think anyone would be questioning it, but...
Because of that.
Because of the no goals for quite some time. It took him a while to become a captain, I think. But he seems to have figured it out now. I think he's definitely in the mix.
All right, if we take Giroux out, Steve Mason, another goalie. He has kept the Flyers alive, period.
They're a very different.
Period.
They are a very different team this year, because you can see it, that they have confidence in the guy behind them.
Yeah.
They know that
has not been in a long time.
Yeah, you can tell that not every mistake, they know not every mistake they make is going to wind up in the back of their net, and that makes a huge difference for a team. I wouldn't say MVP, but he's having a fantastic season, and it's part of the surge they've got going on right now.
All right, so who you got so far? Did you pick your three?
No, I didn't.
Lundqvist?
Lundqvist. Yeah, I put Giroux in.
But about Giroux, do you take him out because of the lackluster in the early season?
No, last season Ovechkin won, and he only played 2 months of a season. So I don't think that necessarily counts against you.
I did not know that.
he played all the seasons, but he didn't really do anything
the
first month or so anyways. Corey Perry out in Anaheim is having a fantastic season.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people know about him because he plays out in Anaheim and it's tough to stay up for the games when you're on the East Coast. But he's really impressive at both ends of the ice. I mean, he's an offensive guy, but he goes back and plays defense and plays quality minutes. So
now I kind of disagree with that as far as being out in Anaheim and not being able to see it, because everybody last year was talking about Bobby Ryan, and I mean, he got traded to Senators, and it's like, and no fault of Bobby Ryan's.
Well, there's something about offensive players tend to flourish under Bruce Boudreau.
Yeah.
He brings that out of guys who've got that. He knows how to coach, and when he's left alone and allowed to coach his system, if you can score and skate, you are going to have a career year if you're willing to put in the time and listen to him. I think Corey Perry's been a huge beneficiary of that this year.
What about Iginla?
No, I don't think he's MVP. He's having a fantastic season. He seems like a perfect fit in that system in Boston because he just plays hard every shift, and that's all you need to do in Boston because, good grief, they seem to have every piece in place.
They got 13 in a row. They're going for 13 tonight. Excuse me, they have 12 in a row. They're going for 13 in a row tonight.
Yeah.
So. And here's my thing. Here's what I can't deny anything if it's on record, not a literal LP, but on podcast. I picked Boston at the beginning of the year. I'm sticking with Boston. So if anybody I want to see win the cup other than the Flyers, which it would be Boston just so I don't look stupid.
Well, there you go.
And I know Paul Baker would agree with me. We're going to get him back on.
Paul doesn't want you to look stupid either. That's the kind of guy Paul is.
Not only that, it's my credibility.
That's right.
Which I have none of right now.
That's right. People have wagered their homes, life savings, all of that because you picked Boston in October. A lot of pressure. I'm glad you haven't cracked yet.
Shut up. Has there ever in recent, let's say the last 5 years, and you kind of just mentioned one earlier with Ovi, has there ever been an MVP that was named that you were adamantly against?
I don't put that much stock in the awards.
No.
There's only one award that matters each year, and I really don't care because I think a lot of people would, the argument could be made for a lot of folks right now that Jonathan Toews is the best player in hockey. The kid has two cups to back that up. He doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has any individual hardware, but he's got two cups. I don't know how you argue with that. So
I can't think of anybody myself that I'm like, no, he's terrible. How dare they?
I'm trying to think of the last guy from the West to win.
I don't know.
I'd have to go back and look at the list, but the list, I don't know. I can't think of the last couple of MVPs, honestly.
Well, I just wanted to get your feeling. I purposely didn't discuss that before because I wanted that as straight up conversation. Excuse me. I couldn't think of the word for a conversation. Very hard word to get. So, do I have a feeling to bring this around in a nice big bow, wrap it up here for that discussion? I have a feeling Crosby getting it anyway. I have this weird feeling this year because it's been escalating every year, and this has been the worst year for it. They're so good at Pittsburgh.
They're regular season awards. I don't think there's a lot of hockey fans who put a lot of anything into the individual awards. It's nice and stuff, but who cares? Although Pittsburgh did put up banners for the MVP and scoring titles, which I thought
was
really...
They don't have that many banners. They keep talking about this cup they won years ago.
But they have cup banners. Why would you put up banners for MVP and scoring titles?
They want their roof to look like Philly's.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. That's not nice. I'm sorry. Well, I have two more news tidbits that I would like to talk about. But you wanted to talk about something. So to just shuffle around a little bit before I go into my last two NHL tidbits, you wanted to talk about the junior playoffs that are starting.
Yeah. Canadian Hockey League playoffs have gotten underway. Got the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, Western Hockey League, and the Ontario Hockey League. Almost everybody makes the playoffs in the juniors, and they all play each other. And then the champions of each of those leagues gets an invite to the Memorial Cup, which is played Memorial Day weekend. And then there's a round-robin tournament, and the champion of the junior leagues is named. Some interesting – well, it's early round, so there's all kinds of stuff going on now. Could be upsets. I mean, there's been some junior teams, like there seem to be every year, that have just – they haven't – there's teams that haven't even lost 12 games this season, and they're just ridiculously good teams.
And the Knights are involved, correct?
Well, yeah, London will be the host of the 2014 Memorial Cup.
Now,
so they're playing it in London.
Explain what that means.
London
know.
Automatically is going to the Memorial Cup. They don't have to win their league championship. They don't
That's
have
it.
To
they're
win.
They're in. They could play. They could lose. They could play like crap.
They could lose in the first round. They still get to play in the Memorial Cup because they're the host. Now, London has won the championship, I believe, the last 2 years in a row. So if they were to win it this year, the team that lost to them in the Ontario Hockey League Championship would get the bid that goes to the Ontario Hockey League.
No wonder Dale Hunter didn't stick around. He doesn't need them.
Oh, yeah. Dale Hunter in Washington was a brief experiment, but, yeah, he had a fallback position.
Yeah, I own the team.
He owns the city of London.
Peace.
Ontario.
Bye.
But,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to mention that. The Quebec teams have won the last 3 Memorial Cups. So whoever wins the Quebec championship has quite a legacy to live up to. That's a tough – you play in a round-robin tournament, and you could easily – the host, like I said, the host team could have gone out, and they would stop playing in March – and then they would have all that time off and can come into the Memorial Cup.
Kids don't golf.
Exactly. The home team behind, you know, the home crowd's behind them, and you're playing a team that's completely well-rested, and you've been playing your butt off for two months, and you can get taken out real quick. It makes it an interesting tournament. But I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping I get to see some of those games because those are fun games. I mean, they play a best-of-7 series, and they just keep playing and playing until they name their championship.
I tell you what, I might be just saying this because I'm an old man now. I mean, these kids are top age. What? Like maximum age?
The overage are, I believe, 22.
There's some competitive games to be young.
Oh, sure. For most of the kids, it'll be the pinnacle of their career. They're not going to go pro. They're going to go to college, they're going to go back and do whatever their career is going to be. So this is, this is as high as they're going to get. A lot of these guys are going to wind up, you'll be seeing them in the NHL in 5 years. But there's a lot more than just the best players. But, Connor McDavid with the Erie Otters will be in the tournament. People are excited to see him because he'll probably be the number one pick. Not this coming draft, the draft after that. But there's all kinds of star power there. So.
Where is it? The next draft is in Philly. Did they already announce where it is after that?
I do not believe so. I think they do it 1 year at a time.
Okay. So we won't get to see. Is there anybody coming up from the juniors this year that's a prospect?
There's always some real good quality players, but this is considered a soft draft year. There's no clear cut, you know, bona fide, that kid's going to be a star in this draft class. Now, someone very easily could be turned into a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Connor McDavid is the guy in 2 years that everyone is convinced is just going to be just incredible.
Shout out from Pupman RI, who is our recurring guest. You know, he comes in the front door, the audience claps. You guys are missing one hell of an exhibition by the Montreal diving team. Montreal's playing Boston right now, and Montreal's up 1-0. No, Boston, you better beat Montreal. Boston has 21 shots on goal after 2 and 15 for. Look at the power play numbers. The diving team. Six power plays already.
I've seen the Bruins play. They're really good at pushing.
I didn't say that, Paul.
They're really good at pushing and holding.
they're my pick, Paul.
And we all know the little ball of hate never does anything, you know. that wouldn't be completely by the book.
The only other team more frustrating, Pittsburgh is always entertaining, so it's not as frustrating when in the playoffs for the Flyers. I'm talking about from a Flyers fan here. The only other team more annoying than New Jersey is the goddamn Boston Bruins. Oh, my God.
I know what you're talking about.
Shut your mouth. Yeah, who beat them after that? Rangers. The Rangers. You couldn't get a puck past Pretty Boy.
He mesmerizes us with his beautiful eyes.
Oh, God. I had a line there, but it's too dirty for this. Oh, my. It's just... that one year... You and I discussed it privately. That one year, the Flyers came back from a three-game deficit, and they were down, what, 3-0 in that game, and they won the whole series. You said it. Somebody in Boston said, never again. Never Philadelphia again, yes, son of a. So, yes, the Montreal Diving Team is playing tonight, so, splash. It's not as bad as the Pittsburgh Diving Team. I mean, they're not as good as the Pittsburgh Diving Team, excuse me. It's amazing. I have so much hate. So the juniors look good. So there's two. I don't know which one to go. I'm going to go with. There's two more tidbits. I'm going to go with the inspirational one last. Another sad story that not really had a happy ending, but it was pretty cool what happened. So, no, I'm going to go with that one first because it is sad. Matt Stajan, did you hear the story? I could tell on your face. I don't think you have.
Over, yeah, I know.
What
I
happened
know
the to
key
his son.
Piece of information? Yeah.
His wife gave birth, and their newborn son passed away.
Mm.
So he was out for a little while. Matt Stajan plays for the Calgary Flames. Yeah. Calgary Flames. How can I not see that jersey in my head? he was out for, I think he was out a week. He took time. And, I mean, just a sad week in a way to put.
Yeah.
Terrible. Newborn son died almost immediately after childbirth. And Stajan came back Saturday night. And he had a penalty shot. And he sunk that son of a gun. And it was beautiful. The amount of emotion, I was so happy. There was so much emotion flowing off the television after he made that goal. The look on his face, you can see it here, was just like, yeah! And, you know, for somebody to give birth to to a child and not even have a minute with him, come back like that, and the next game, he's back on his game, and it's pretty amazing. He was quoted saying that one means a lot. It's obviously not been easy, and that one's for the little guy. His son's name was Emerson Stajan. We'll move on now, but I'll remember that one forever, he said. And I only brought that up because I thought that was pretty cool. And I think you would agree with me. I'm posting that, by the way, Obey Puck Show on Twitter and Facebook.com/Obey the Puck. It's easy now. Support us, spread the word, like the page, retweet stuff. I never make it boring. I try to keep up on all the mainly NHL news and any other AHL or other league news. I try to throw it in there. This one, I thought was hilarious, because I don't mean funny, ha-ha, I mean funny it happened. And the way I'm explaining this, I'll say it like this, I'll get, hey, Hartnell down, again. The way I'll explain the story like this. I'm a huge hockey fan, you're a huge hockey fan. We get into the game, but I don't understand where that line crossed between it just being a game and hateful, spiteful people. I'm not going to post the link to this first thing I mentioned because it gives out her Twitter name, and frankly, I think she's had enough. What's Reimer's first name?
James.
James Reimer Toronto Maple Leafs goaltender. It's been years since they've won a cup, and it's been years since they've had a good playoff run. They're not doing well, and it looks like the plane is crashing again. And they lost the game, and Reimer was basically the responsibility for some reason. The fans started to throw that on his shoulder, which is fine. He's a player. It comes in the territory. You have to take blames and sometimes deflect. But some of the Toronto Maple Leafs fans decided to go after his wife on Twitter, and started verbally harassing this woman, who's nothing to do with the game, nothing to do with anything on that ice, and some really nasty stuff.
From Toronto fans, no.
See, I can't say that because, you know, Philadelphia Flyers and...
Oh, there are those fans for every team, and I know that everyone wants to think that their team, their fans are great and they don't do it, but there are those stupid fans for every team, and they're the ones who give everybody a bad name, the ones who take it way too seriously. It's a game where grown men chase around a frozen piece of rubber.
With sticks.
And you're basing your entire life's worth on it. It's crazy.
this first one. Again, I'm not mentioning Twitter names, but the first one was, you're an effing piece of S, and hounding Noah an effing thing about hockey, so he can't even speak right. You're also a coward. He tweeted his wife that. Tell your husband thanks for costing the Leafs another game and maybe the playoffs. He's a garbage. He must be cut. You should seriously tell your husband to get psychiatric help because he's become an absolute joke.
Hot meat kettle.
Yeah. Hi, April. No, I can't read that one. My favorite one is just simply to Mrs. Reimer. Reimer sucks.
Well, that's there you good. Go. That's at least good. That one's simple and direct.
It wasn't, leave her the hell alone, but dang.
At least that was just from the heart out of pure frustration. It wasn't like the other ones where those guys had to bust out the thesaurus and the dictionary to type those up.
I'm saving this one for last because I love it so much. This one. I tried to root for Jace, but he needs to make an effing save. Playoffs around the corner, seriously. And the second to last good one, Reimer is effing terrible. Don't give him any favors tonight. I'll just censor it like that. And my favorite one.
You said that one was your favorite.
No. I said I'll say the last one is my favorite.
Oh.
My uber favorite. Your husband's a piece of S. Enjoy the ECHL salary.
Wow.
Which is not bad. More than I make right now.
Yeah.
She's a very classy lady because she simply just said she blew it off.
Exactly. Don't respond. Cause...
I'm sure it was the same thing in baseball terms when Jason Worth left the Phillies to the Nationals for more money, and every time the stupid Philly fans go to Nats Park – or in Philly, they boo Jason Worth, and you said, well, I'm sure he really cares when he sleeps on his bed made of money. Same thing with her. Oh, what a shame. Was I'm driving my Lexus home, and your car breaks down from the Air Canada Center. Shut up. Thought it was hilarious. I just, sometimes, it's stupid, and I'm sure she's treating it as stupid, but that's a line crosser there. Why are you going after the wife? Going after the wife for, man. I'm sure if she...
Well, they weren't going to go after a player.
I'm sure... No, because...
could punch them in the face.
Because we know what happens when a Toronto Maple Leafs gets a fan in the face. Look that one up. Philly fan falls into the penalty box, and Ty Domi beats the ever-living crap out of him. And when I say beats the ever-living crap out of him, I think he punched him once. Boom.
And bye.
Point made.
Glass did a fine job, too.
Who?
The Glass did a fine job.
Oh, yeah, well.
Too.
I'm just saying, being a portly fella, leaning on plexiglass, probably not a great idea.
Well, yeah, that never stopped anyone from not doing anything. So.
Anywho, the second story of Class, and again, I don't understand where the line is blurred between watching a sport and coming from a the Philly area, especially turning it into a ball of hate. I say Philadelphia gets a bad rap, but as you pointed out, every town has these morons. Like when Wayne Simmons was scoring against the Capitals, the tweets that were throwing out the N-word were unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Really, guys? Come on. And this one kind of is Zach Parise gay?
What?
Is Zach Parise gay?
I have no idea.
So there's no, there's a reason why I bring that up. Because that F-word slur was used a lot. To explain.
Oh, that's just Jersey. No, that's.
Oh.
I don't think that was in reference to anything.
I think
but if
I
it was,
I used that word a lot in Jersey.
Oh yeah.
Mother effer, I used a lot.
In North Jersey.
Oh, in North Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's everyone not in a tracksuit. Yeah.
No, because everybody in tracksuit just shoots you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And greases their hair back. Paul, for reference, before I go into the story, Paul, we do have the Montreal diving team on in the background now.
Oh, good.
Yes, the splash. It's funny because it's ice. I don't know how they dive that well. So, again, to explain the story, Zach Parise was returning to New Jersey. When did he get sent, when did he get traded to the Wild?
Last year.
Was it just last year?
Yeah.
From the Devils, and I believe this was his first game back.
Yeah. Been a couple of those in the Jersey area lately.
Zach tells a horrific story of the lovely things that were shouted out to him, not during the game, but while in the city, or while there at the arena.
Oh, in beautiful downtown Newark? Let us know, Zach.
That multi-billion-dollar building they bought that nobody cares about. It fills up when the Rangers and the Flyers play. Jump off a bridge, F-word. Kill yourself, queer. Parise is an F-word. That one's I'm not reading that one. I'm going to kick you in your effing teeth, you F-word. Next time, sit in section 123, and it will be you life, your life you lose. I don't know if they noticed this, but a hockey player has these sharp things he wears around his feet called skates, and they're very sharp, and I'd like to see you try. Rip off a skate and cut a mother. Now, I've sat at the top row of a New Jersey-Philly game with some of these fellas from northern Jersey. It's not pretty. It doesn't help that it's Philadelphia and New Jersey fans. It's not pretty. It goes immediately from puck drop to your mother and the F word and this and that.
Well, you know, they bought their ticket. That's what they wanted. So there they go.
What happened was, everybody, there's a report that everyone in Section 122 chanted that word.
Right. And, okay. So, that was well thought out. And the fact that someone took the time to organize that just lets me know about the mental level of Section 123.
There is a wonderful video. Of a particular, I don't know how to word this. There was an incident that, well, it's been removed, so there is no video anymore, but it was not pretty.
What was it?
it was him being harassed and the finger and words being said and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, good. And there was video of this? Why?
No, I'm just saying there was a video attached to it. Somebody decided they pull their phone out and decide to...
Of course they did, because people are idiots, and God knows we need to record everything, because this is stuff that future generations will want to know, how Zach Parise was treated in his return to New Jersey, because that's the kind of epic stuff that will be recorded.
There was a Parise fan who got attacked when he walked back to his section. A woman grabbed his hat, ripped the necklace off his chest, and tried to push the person he was with down the stairs.
It's like they're like scorned lovers. It's sad. Let it go. It wasn't you. It was him. He wasn't that into you. Just let it go. There will be others.
He doesn't like New Jersey.
They'll love you way more than Zach ever did. Don't you worry.
He doesn't like New Jersey, and I can't understand why.
Why would you want to go back to Minnesota, where people are so mean?
And they're right next to the state with cheese.
Yeah, I don't get the gist.
Other than your baseball experience, have you yourself ever been at a game where you got involved in an incident or an incident happened around you?
Around me? I went to games in, at the Scope.
Oh.
at the height of the Richmond Hampton Roads at that time, Admirals. And had beer poured on me. And I am one of those fans who prides myself on not being a jerk when in someone else's barn. I will cheer for my team. Occasionally I will shout out when I think that a penalty has been missed, but I do not use foul language. I don't do any of the jerky things that people do when they're in someone else's barn kind of thing. I try to be as respectful as possible. And
also not to get your ass kicked.
Also, yeah, still wound up wearing beer home. So that's about the worst of it. I mean, I've heard lots of screaming matches and that kind of stuff. It's just ridiculous. But
I had that one incident with between the Jersey and the other Flyers fans there, but I've been to many Flyers games. Never had an issue there.
My favorite one, though, it was fun because it was back in the days it was back in the days when the Pens and the Caps both sucked at the same time.
Oh, good.
And
last year?
Yeah, pretty much. and, you know, it was during the dark period. This is before Mario was brought in to as an owner, to keeping the team in town. And, you know, the Caps were, this was pre-Ovechkin, but post-Yager. So during rebuilding when we were terrible, so were the Penguins. And the arena was 50-50, as it usually was in D.C.
D.C., okay.
And it was a great game. It was a back-and-forth game. I think it was, at that point, 3-4 Penguins. And the chant started from half of the building, you have no cups, you
yeah.
have no cups. And the Caps fan reaction was, you are bankrupt, you are bankrupt. that's the kind of fan ribbing that I'm a huge fan of, because that's great. That has nothing to do with personal insults or anything. That's just two fan bases who truly don't like each other, just, you know, taking the best shot they can at each other. And no one had beer poured on them. There were no physical fights, although there probably were fights with stupid drunk people, but that has less to do with being a hockey fan than being drunk. but that's one I always remember. That was just a beautiful moment of complete animosity between two fan bases that kind of came out in this beautiful way.
You are bankrupt. I'm sure.
And then it turned into a scoreboard chant because the Caps tied it up, and then that went back and forth for a while, and I believe the Caps actually won that game in overtime somehow, you know, probably on a one and only of the season Jeff Halpern goal or something.
Halpern. I'm sure that you are bankrupt thing stuck.
Oh, they didn't like that one. They didn't like that one, but they came
Son
back.
Of a,
they came back strong. So.
Yeah, well, cup, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, look, I want cup. Okay, I got two. How many you got? Four. Okay, and you want a cupcake? Here's a question that just popped in my head. What's the worst game that you've ever been to where the shot ratio between two teams was so lopsided that you left depressed?
Oh, man.
But even though the score, for instance, the game just ended, while you're thinking about it, Kings were playing the Flyers at home, Kings won 3-2. The shot total was 65 for the Kings and 35 for the Flyers.
Whew! That's bad.
There was 27 in the first period for the Kings.
That's bad. I'm sure I've seen some on that level in the minor leagues. Man, the Caps have been terrible in some games. They've had 12, 14 shots compared to 35, 37. Just ridiculous shot totals this year.
And a lot of people, when Brizgalov was part of the Flyers, a lot of people were like, Brizgalov sucks, blah, blah, blah. The shot totals after those games were unreal. So, like, no wonder he was missing three or four. There was, like, 50, 60 shots. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I just want to...
No, that's all I got on that. Man, that was a heck of a game by Emery then. Jeez.
Yeah, that it was only 3-2?
That it was only 3-2.
This kind of goes into the sports and drawing that line thing. I just, as much as I like watching, as much as I get into the game, I don't understand that heckling to that point. That's just mean. You gotta have thick skin, and somewhere around the line, I got soft.
You softy.
You big F word. And again, I'm sure Zach was really crying when he got home and was like, I'm going to have a lobster dinner tonight with my wife.
In my 20-room house.
Like Clue. The character's gay the whole time. I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
There you go.
So, that's it. Unless you got something else you would like to mention.
I do have something else I would like to mention.
That's it. Good night. No, I'm kidding.
No! On Wednesday this week, Roy Sommer will set the AHL record for all-time games coached in the American Hockey League.
Who's he coaching?
He is a coach for the Worcester Sharks. He's been a coach for the... for the Sharks organization his entire career, which means he was a coach for the Kentucky Thoroughblades, the Cleveland Barons, and the Worcester Sharks. So, in the American Hockey League, Worcester.
Worcester.
I thought it was Worcester for the longest time, and I was corrected. It's Worcester. So,
it's funny that you're from the north.
I had no idea.
And you were pronouncing it Worcester.
It's spelled Worcester.
It's Worcester. They play in the Centrum? Is that even standing anywhere?
I have no idea.
The Worcester.
But I just wanted to say congratulations to Roy. Roy was the coach in Richmond for many years, and that was the beginning of his Sharks career because the Renegades wound up being the Sharks affiliate. And he will pass Frank Mathers on the all-time list on Wednesday. He tied him on Sunday, and he'll pass Frank Mathers for the all-time total. So congratulations,
wow.
Roy. That's pretty darn cool. And I really hope he gets a shot at the NHL at some point because he deserves it.
How old is he?
He's put his time in. He deserves a shot at the NHL.
How many years is that?
16?
All right.
16 years in the American Hockey League. Right. He's coached other places, obviously.
Yeah. While Montreal and Boston gets chirpy, I think we're going to watch this. Hey, Kelly, where can the fine folks who listen to us and love us follow you?
They can follow me at Sked Central on the Twitter.
S-K-E-D Central. They can follow me at Dan83. Follow the show at Obey Puck Show on Twitter and Facebook.com/Obey the Puck. And, of course, we are proudly part, and I say proudly, and I mean that, of the Hell in a Cell, I'm sorry, the HIAC Talk Radio Network. Follow all the shows and listen to all the shows and our past episodes and all past episodes at HIACTalkRadio.com. For the Angry Spatula.
Just want to say Chara is ugly. Just want to throw that in there because I just had to look at his face for like 10 seconds.
HD, worse on high.
Man.
For the, hold it. For the judge-worthy spatula, I am the above-average comedian, Dan Kaltiga. We will see you next week.
Craven is there. Craven to the blue line. Poke check by Murphy. Murphy starts the rush. He hits Hunter. He's in a